The court ruled that Walker's bargaining law violated unions' First Amendment rights by the way that it banned the automatic collection of union dues from employees' paychecks. The court also overturned part of the law that forces unions to take annual votes just to remain certified in the eye of the state. Wisconsin Education Association President Mary Bell said the ruling confirmed what her union had said all along.
It never made sense to us that someone who elects to work in a public school could have their health club dues or their United Way contributions taken out of their paycheck on a regular basis. But if they elect to be a union member, those dues can't be collected in the same way. It wasn't about the financial needs of the state. It was about political favoritism.
Other pieces of the union bargaining law that call for employees to pay more for benefits remain intact. The collective bargaining law is what ignited the recall effort against Governor Walker in the first place. His recall election is now scheduled for early June. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.